News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Jamaica's economic reform program has received another endorsement from an international financial organization. Managing Director and Head of the Latin America Capital Markets Organization, City Global Group, Christopher Guilford, says the Petrocaribe debt buyback deal conducted last year is indicative of the sustained fiscal discipline and strong implementation of the country's economic and financial reform program. He also endorsed Jamaica's receipt of the International Financing Review Latin America Bond Deal of the Year Award.
This award recognizes Jamaica for a remarkable transaction that demonstrated its ability to punch well above its weight in terms of the size of the Jamaican economy in the global financial markets. So a welcome recognition, much deserved and many years in the making.
Jamaica was last week recognized by the International Financing Review for the Petrocaribe debt buyback deal. Under the deal, the government, after raising some $2 billion on the international capital markets, completed an agreement with the government of Venezuela to buy a portion of the debt owed to that country under the Petrocaribe Energy Cooperation Agreement. The Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment has provided $48 million to fund developments in Treasure Beach, St. Elizabeth. Portfolio Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil says the improvements are geared towards making the parish more attractive to visitors.
This is the culmination of about 2 years of work. It is the start of what I think would be something special, because a real thrust in community tourism is long overdue.
$28 million will be used to undertake road repairs, while the remainder will provide loans for Jamaica Tourist Board licensed operators of properties and attractions. Dr. McNeil says the provisions are consistent with the ministry's mandate to undertake community tourism development island-wide. An early childhood educational institution catering to children with learning disabilities is to be built on the campus of the Sir Clifford Campbell Primary School in Savannah Lamar, Westmoreland. The project is being facilitated under a memorandum of understanding between the Ministry of Education and Rock House Foundation, the non-profit charitable arm of the Negril-based Rock House Hotel. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the school, slated to be opened at the start of the 2016-2017 academic year, will be built on time and on budget.
This academy will become part of a suite of special needs facilities established by the government. So the Ministry of Education commends the Rock House Foundation and all of its partners in the private sector and in the community of Savannah Lamar for its continued commitment to the development of early childhood and special education in Jamaica.
Reverend Thwaites was speaking at the groundbreaking ceremony for the institution recently. The Rock House Foundation has contributed more than $300 million to early childhood education in Western Jamaica over the past 10 years. And local farmers are again being encouraged to take advantage of the opportunities that will become available in the medicinal marijuana industry. Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Philip Paulwell says licenses will be issued to farmers for the legal cultivation of ganja, and plans are in place to expand research and development of the herb.
I want to build the value of our ganja in Jamaica. What I want is to enable you to not only grow it, but to process it, to extract the medicinal values, components, and to be able to export it legally for refined goods. It is quite possible, it is going to happen, and we are committed to doing that.
Licenses to grow marijuana for research purposes have been awarded to two local universities, in keeping with provisions outlined in the amended Dangerous Drugs Act. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Government pensioners, as the Accountant General's Department seeks to modernize its processes to serve you better, be advised that as of January 31, 2016, only the barcoded life certificates will be accepted. The department will continue to mail out the barcode life certificates. However, they are available on our website at treasury.gov.jm. You may request one by email, or you may collect a life certificate from the office. For more information on the new barcoded life certificate, contact the AGD at 1-888-991-3005 or 922-832-0027. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.